Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and I are here to figure out what's going on. What in the world is going on today? This black box was recovered from the aircraft that crashed in the French Alps yesterday. Airline called German Wings, an Airbus crap can, apparently killing. That's for those of you who don't know my pejorative. I think that the Airbus is the worst commercial airliner to have basically been built in modern times. It's a cheap piece of crap, and I'm not a fan of riding in them. They're not anything compared to the quality of a Boeing plane, so I'm entitled to my point of view. Most of you who are casual flyers don't usually even pay any attention to what you're getting onto. You don't, do you? You don't know whether you get into a Boeing plane, an old MD, the MD-80s, or the Boeing 717, which is the MD-80, sort of rebuilt to two seats on one side, three on the other. You don't know whether you're getting into an Airbus. People say, oh, I like the Airbus because they're so bright. Yeah, and they have little bigger windows. And the although Boeing is now doing the sort of same thing inside their newer 737s, and the never-ending focus on what's new in this business, it is hyper important for the airline manufacturers to always come up with something new. They got to find like the new 787. I saw one of them the other day, Kenny. What a magnificent plane. Just, man, they had problems. Took them a long time to get them ironed out, but they are really something else. As compared to the sort of blunt force, like they felt at Airbus they needed to build the biggest plane in the history of the world so that they could outdo the 747 with 64 more passengers in their big double-decker Airbus. So they've done that. And the airlines don't like them because they aren't well sort of put together. And when you can tell when you ride in these things what kind of a plane. You may not know what the names are if you're a casual rider, but you can feel the difference in the way the plane is held together. But when you're landing and you're taking off, there are more bangs and noises in an Airbus than there are in a Boeing plane. I fly a lot, so I'm very conscious of what I'm in. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent here, but I don't trust these planes. And so whether they find something wrong with the plane or if they do, then the manufacturer will be sure to try to find something wrong with the pilots, some guidance system. Anyway, this is kind of weird because they can't figure out crashing into the Alps. You know, there's not going to be any body. There'll be bodies, but there won't be anybody alive. So they're trying to do that. This is a very look at the. I'm looking now at some of the video. Helicopters flying over the site of just little pieces of the plane. That's and bodies and that kind of stuff in the French Alps. This is a very remote area. The scene, according to the German foreign minister, a picture of horror. Here's a reporter describing a conversation that she had with a guide that had gone up there to see what could be seen.
Said the reported crash site would be inaccessible to emergency vehicles, that the only way to get there would be to chopper rescue officials and rescue workers in. So this makes it complicates the situation quite a bit, because he said that a low cloud formation is sort of enveloping that mountainous area where we believe the plane went down. He has eyes on choppers, he was telling me just a few minutes ago, that are military helicopters, police helicopters, fire departments, Taliban helicopters as well. He said he'd witnessed at least a dozen of them. He said that shortly before the reported time of the crash, that he heard a plane fly at very low altitude, that this was unusual in the part of France that he operates in. He's a mountain guide. He's very familiar with this terrain. He was telling me essentially that it's not very far from Nice. People familiar with the geography of France, Nice is in the south of France, that this is about 80 kilometers, but this is the first mountainous plateau in France after Provence. So this is an area that, although it's not very far from a highly populated big city like Nice, it is still very difficult to access on foot, and it is virtually impossible to get there with any kind of ground vehicle. You would really have to fly in.
You know, when I see the overview of the story and what happened, Kenny, the mention of two babies being on the plane, there's something stark about that. You don't put, okay, so 144 people on the plane and six crew, you don't really personify that. But when you find out there were two babies on the airliner, and then you start wondering, I'd get very philosophical about stuff like this. I wonder, okay, why were these babies? Because I believe in a power that is greater than we are, whatever you want to call it, infinite intelligence, God. Why is there, and this is, those are these unanswered questions that our finite minds can't wrap themselves around. Why would God bring into existence a child only to have the child dispatched in this way? It's one of those, when you get to the bottom line, you don't have an answer. Other than, you know, depending on what you believe regarding making choices and soul connections and that kind of stuff. It's just, it sobers you up. It's not just another story then. It's not just another tragedy, but it's more than that. And the reason I guess I'm thinking about it is because I can put myself there. Yesterday, my son and my daughter and I had lunch with Miles, my new grandson who had his three-month birthday. There's some pictures. There is a picture of him at DougStephan.com on our Facebook page. As a matter of fact, I was looking at some of the comments last night from people. One woman said that she thought he had my smile, which I thought was kind of nice. Let's lighten it up here a little bit. What sort of other comments are you getting about the posting of the picture of Miles at Doug Stephan? I noticed we had hundreds of people look at that yesterday at Facebook.com/good day.
We always get a big reaction whenever we have
that and the farm stuff. More people actually looked at the video of the cows on the farm than looked at the picture of Miles, but there were hundreds, thousands doing that, apparently. So anyway, what comments have you got?
There are 80 people liked it.
Uh-huh.
And four people commented. Yep. Three of them commented on the smile,
mm-hmm.
that it's just like yours.
Really?
Luella says, Miles has Doug's smile. Susan says he has the Stephan smile, so cute. Linda says, that smile is just like yours, Doug. And Maureen says, cute, just like Gramps.
Well, thank you. That's sweet. So when you, this is good because when you think about those poor babies that were lost in the tragedy in the Alps, and then you put yourself into that, this is the only reason these conversations have any value whatsoever is to have you think about your life and what's going on in your life, and to give thanks, I guess, maybe in a sense, for what you have, and, you know, recognize the sadness that would overcome the people who are in these families. Think about what is in your life. Think about your family, your children, your grandchildren, if you have them. Who's close to you? And do you appreciate, and do they know that you appreciate what you feel about them? Do you tell them that you love them? Do you tell them you're thankful for them? And are you? Think about that. Think about what's important. I think that's the reason that we have these conversations about the crash. Because there's nothing you can do about it. It's just, you know, some people, you know, I'm not going to fly a plane over the Alps. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the other day when I flew back from Boston to L.A. flying over the Rockies, I was looking, because it was the middle of the day, and I was looking out over the Rockies, as it takes about 14, 15 minutes to fly from one side to the other. And I just looked out the window at the Rockies. And what a magnificent commentary it is on what we have on this planet. And then I get off into another philosophical bet, thinking about the planet and how it has changed. Those mountains were not there when the Earth was formed. You know that, right? Not any mountain range that exists, whether it's the Alps, whether it's the Rocky Mountains, whatever mountainous terrain there is, was created by two things. Either during an ice age, all of the debris that's collected from the movement of the ice is piled up, or when the plates of the planet move, and basically land masses and rock collide and push up, that's what causes the mountain range. As the Rocky Mountains, and then you go to the Grand Canyon, you see those great holes, the carvings of nature there. That's all about what has happened over the billions of years this planet has been in existence and going around and around and around. And it's a fascinating thing to contemplate. And so does that have more value than just knowing what happened in the Alps? And then the thought process, okay, I'm not going to fly over any mountain ranges before. Well, the planet's covered with mountain ranges. And the reason it's covered with these mountain ranges is because of the way it formed. Hard to escape that reality. At any rate, see where we've gone, Kenny? In just a few minutes, we've had all kinds of philosophical discussions about the planet and how it was formed and babies and the goodness that that is it, and giving thanks for what you have going on in your life today. I hope that's what makes listening to this program worthwhile. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We're Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you can save.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Jenna
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The freeze-dried guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dried guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Tells you that they love you, you're gonna believe them, and no matter what, gonna is geo. That's not good grammar either. Anyway, Taylor Swift called out the test prep experts. Ugh, Princeton Review, she wrote, not the right lyrics at all. Psst. You had one job, test people. As a result, how do people get themselves so wrapped up in this? This has become a huge controversy in a lot of different circles. People sticking up for Taylor Swift. And so I guess it might have been, from my point of view, much ado about nothing. But it's interesting how these things have a life of their own, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Manner of speaking.
And social media just goes crazy over something.
Oh, it does. Heavens. Okay, late night jokes from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, James Corden, also here with the first of his monologues as his show got started last night.
Big news out there, of course, you all know, is that Tea Party candidate Ted Cruz announced he's running for president. Excited about that? See, he can take that enthusiasm all the way out of the White House. Well, you just... No, Senator Ted Cruz, here's the latest, is running for president, and he says he wants to abolish the IRS. Yeah, so today Cruz was endorsed by Nicolas Cage, Wesley Snipes, and Willie Nelson. They're solidly in his corner. He's got three votes. He's saying some weird stuff, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. In a new interview, Ted Cruz says he used to like rock music, but after 9/11, he prefers country. That's what he said. Upon hearing this, Al-Qaeda said, that was the plan. Yeah. We are one attack away from liking smooth jazz, I think.
During an interview yesterday, Donald Trump accused Ted Cruz and other candidates of stealing his phrase, make America great again.
Yep.
Saying he came up with that a year ago, and then apparently he went back in time and gave it to Ronald Reagan because...
make America great again.
I don't know. That's
Donald Trump wrote that.
Yeah. Donald Trump wrote that. Also, he came up with a great way to have to tell people that they didn't have a job anymore. He's like, you got to get out of here.
All right. So we don't have time for James Corden, who was on his first night last night. Kenny, I think we'll separate some time in the next half hour because his premiere did fairly well in the ratings, and a lot of people are talking about it. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, in his maiden Senate floor speech, Senator Tom Cotton called for American global military domination. Your thoughts?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. Freshman Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is an Iraq and Harvard Law veteran who called for military domination by the U.S. in his maiden speech. Was that smart?
A in bombast, C minus for history and substance.
Listen, he's out there trying to position himself as the next John McCain, Lindsey Graham of the Senate, you know, the hawk's hawk. I really think, you know, if Republicans want to, you know, not do well in the next election cycle, they should, you know, print bumper stickers that say we want global military dominance. We know the truth of the matter is we already do have it.
Everyone who knew Tom Cotton even before he was elected to the Congress knew he's an extremely talented guy. And David's right. We do have global military dominance, so that shouldn't be such a scary concept. We've certainly had it since around 1990, the end of the Cold War, and Senator Cotton's very concerned with maintaining it. He, as I believe most Americans do, believe this country is a great force for good around the world, and it is better if we are more powerful rather than less.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In mind, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with what you need to know and a few thoughts, maybe an opinion here or there. This conversation, Kenny, that we had yesterday, Ken Kessler along with Doug Steffens, Ken at DougSteffens.com, Doug at DougSteffens.com, 888-302-3684 joins us on the phone, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Yesterday, I went off in a great deal of detail on the reality of the FCC imposing a $325,000 indecency fine against a small television station in Roanoke, Virginia. For those of you who didn't hear the discussion, I think it was during this hour, as a matter of fact, Kenny, that we had this conversation about this unprecedented fine. This is a small family-owned broadcasting company, and they have demonstrated for years their commitment to serving the community. So when I look at this, excuse me, I see the big bully government taking on this small family company that's been in business for a long time. And I wouldn't expect anything different with this particular administration because that's what they're all about. Pound away at private small business, make them pay for whatever. So the story here is about an image that was exposed on screen during a newscast at this television station. The FCC staff wrote the notice of liability. That's what they call it. This is the first time that this staff member who overviewed the sexual context of this thing that appeared on the screen. What the story, this story focused on a woman who was a porn star who had come to Roanoke to volunteer in some local charity or an event. So to do the background of the story, one of the reporters went online and found a piece of this woman's work, pardon the pun, that they could put on the television. It was clean enough so that they could tell, okay, here's what this woman looks like when she's doing her movies. And so as a part of what they took offline, there's a small box on the right-hand side of the screen. Kenny, I don't know if you looked at this or not, but it had click here if you want to see something, and it was, you know, it was pretty graphic what was visible. Yeah. A man's member, if you will, and it was 3 seconds long. It had been inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was kind of like the fleeting expletive that when somebody is doing a live show and there's an F-bomb that gets used, same kind of thing. So the FCC, with their 3 majority members, voting to go after this station with the largest fine that has ever been leveled against a single television station. So what does this do for you? What does this do for me? Some of you think this is maybe rah-rah. Yeah, we shouldn't have that immorality. It was a mistake, and it was an honest mistake. Done in an era when, as we all know who are in this business, radio or television staffs have been cut. You got to do more with less. They did it in a hurry. They didn't see the box. The young kid, there was an intern that actually put this together. He said, okay, you can use this piece of video. And in the video was the indecency. So what do you, as your government, do you think this is an appropriate way of them using their time?
No, the fine's ridiculous.
It's asinine.
I mean, so it was a stupid mistake, and whoever did it should be fired.
And they were.
The fine is just, it's ludicrous.
It's just another overwhelming example of the big bullies who sit in these bureaus and you know, on these boards that are government-sponsored with your tax dollars, and they go after people. The United States of America is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. People are getting so cowed by government entities, nobody wants to take a chance to do anything because they figure the government's going to, and it is, check your life. I was just reading a story from my local hometown news bureau about a grant that was given to the town of Framingham, where I live, $150,000, so that they could place police at intersections where there are a lot of traffic mishaps. And what it's resulted in are hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. And that looks to me like when you read the story, that's what they really wanted. They weren't interested in safety. They just wanted to get more money. So here's where we'll put, give $150,000, put some extra police officers here, and write up a lot of tickets. How does that make things better? How, in this circumstance, aren't we as well served by somebody saying from the FCC, all right, so here's something that's a problem. You people need to be more vigilant about what you have edited and what you put on the air because it may offend some people. That should be it. Not this heavy-handed, here's your fine of $325,000. So you know what it did? The people in the Congress yesterday went crazy about this. There are letters now that are headed toward Tom Wheeler, who's the chairman of the FCC, and other commissioners, that is going to threaten their funding, as well it ought to be. But the only thing, this is kind of like, but wait, what you don't know about the FCC is that they use these fines and the license fees that you have to pay. If I've owned a couple of radio stations in my day, and the amount of money it costs you to own them is ridiculous. I own small market stations. It is nuts what they charge you in terms of a fee. So the scandal here is that the FCC has been told by Congress that it's not going to fund them, and if they want to exist, they have to go find their own way. This is what it results in. Okay? You're not going to give us enough money to run the Bureau, so we're going to increase our fines. Isn't that, that's your government at work, folks. That's how it works. We're going to be responsible, says the congressman, to our taxpaying base. You don't need more money. You need less money to run the FCC. So if you want to keep the staff that you have, you figure out how to raise. They want $51 million more to run the FCC next year than they have had this year to run it. So they're going to go around and fine people, which is just another taxation. Isn't it? When you get stopped by a police officer and you get a ticket, that's just another tax. So you're being hoodwinked here. There are two issues or two lessons, I think, anyway. One of them is this particular example is an asinine reference or focus on something that is a small problem that ought not to even see the light of day. But because they have a chance to grab $325,000, then put this company out of business, by the way. That's what it'll do. It'll put them out of business. They don't have that kind of cash, those small little broadcasting companies. Somebody hit me with a $325,000 fine. I wouldn't be able to keep going. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we understand how this scam. Okay, we're gonna cut the budget. Everybody's budget gets cuts. You want to spend more money? You need more money? Then figure out how to get it on your own. Okay. So they become entrepreneurial. What does government do? It goes and chases people around and fines them because Congress has given them the power to levy fines. So we're not going to take money from the taxpayer to run your office, but you can go out and raise the money, and all it is getting the same dollar from the same people in a different way. Tell me I'm wrong, Kenny.
No, I don't think you're wrong. They didn't have to chase after in this instance because they didn't have to chase after this station because dozens of people filed complaints.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
And that's the other side of this. Excuse me. We're getting so just hypersensitive and intolerant and afraid of anything that might be outside of the box that we can't handle it, and people have to call and complain.
Mm-hmm. And well, they need to get a life. They haven't got enough going on in their life. There's too much technology, too many chances for people to go awry just by making a mistake. We become way too introspective and way too much. That kind of very judgmental, horribly judgmental. 17 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you have pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes and they've been there for too long, would you like a resource to restore your youth? Your youth? GenuCell will bring you back to those youthful times thanks to the stem cell therapy that has targeted the problem. This is a serum. It feels great. When you touch it, it doesn't feel watery. It's not oily. You put it on the puffy bags around your eyes and the lines around your eyes, and in 12 hours, boy, will you see a difference. No time at all to make your face and your eyes look better. Into the windows of your soul, those people look, and they don't want to be distracted by the puffiness in the bags around your eyes, right? You want your youth back, so get it. Call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. It will work. 800-543-9262. Get double the amount of GenuCell when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-543-9262. It's a treatment that has been recognized by so many people, an intensive treatment for bags and puffiness. Revolutionary. It's an Apple stem cell technology. It's an Apple base, an Apple core. Yes, that's what I said, folks. 800-543-9262. Order it now, and you'll be thanking me. You'll be looking better. 800-543-9262.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barrick Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Okay, last night, James Corden brought himself around to the CBS, what do they call it, the Late Late Show on right. CBS? Something like that. That's where Ferguson was. So he talked a little bit about how he got the job, and I thought this was kind of compelling. Listen to a bit of this as he opens the show.
Hello, everyone. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, look, Andy Richter's got his own show. Welcome to the Late Late Show, everybody. I feel I should tell you a little bit about myself. My name is James Corden. I'm 36 years old. I'm from a place called High Wycombe in Great Britain, which you almost certainly will never have heard of because, well, most people in Great Britain haven't heard of it, so I don't expect you to. I'm married. Yeah, sorry, ladies. This shit has. Hey, come on. This? Don't stay on the shelf too long. We have two children. My son was 4 yesterday, and my daughter is 16 weeks old. Thank you. Thank you. But I really couldn't be more honored to be stood here talking to you now. And believe me, however shocked you are that I am doing this job, you will never be as shocked as I am. But I promise you, we're going to have fun on this show, and I promise we're going to do everything we can to put a smile on your face before, right. Or let's be honest, so, more likely whilst you.
All right, so you got a little insight into him, and there's a lot of hoopla about this, and I'm not sure I understand why, because there are only a million or so people a day that watch these shows anyway, Kenny. It's on, what, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, East Coast time, or in most markets?
12:30, yeah.
12:30, yeah. So what's the big deal?
There's always a lot of hoopla when there's a new late night host.
Really? Couldn't prove it. All right, here's a host that I think is worth her salt. You hear me talking about her from time to time because I think she's so practical. Wendy Williams does a daytime TV program, and she likes to answer audience members' questions about things going on in their life. And I often think that she's so practical. Here she is talking to one of the audience members about this woman's spouse never updating how he looks.
I'm married for 32 years, uh-huh. And I'm a great guy, but he desperately needs to update his look. It's always the baseball cap, polo shirt, jeans, and sneakers. It doesn't matter the occasion. Other people in jackets and ties, and my husband's in a polo shirt, hat,
he's in a
sneakers.
Comfort zone.
Yes, and he's never shaved his mustache in 32 years. I've never seen his upper lip. He's doing the salt and pepper thing. I'm just like, get that out of there.
Well, why don't we work on the wardrobe first?
Try.
He probably doesn't want to shop with you, right. But that's okay. You take a sample size of a sports jacket from his closet. closet, okay. And you take that to the store, and you get the stuff for him. And well, you get the stuff for him, and tell him how hot he is.
Oh, that's
in
great.
It. And that, you know what I mean? Yeah, and maybe that'll work. And then you work on that mustache, okay?
Ooh, hasn't she had a mustache for 32 years? I never remember. So you got a mustache. Don't you have a mustache still?
I do.
You do. How long has it been since you shaved it?
Probably 20 years. I mean, I trim it all the time.
Yeah, you trim it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever get the urge to shave it?
I think about it every once in a while.
51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks at Geico, where 15 seconds can save you 15%. I was going to say $15. Well, maybe. If you got a $100 insurance policy, it'll save you $15. It's that simple. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we have a number of items that are technologically important. And our reporter who looks into all these things for us, Shelley Palmer, will be with us in a moment to talk about how a video game can help you train your brain. So games train your brain. That info coming up next here on Good Day.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to train your brain? All you've got to do is play some Portal 2. A recent study conducted at Florida State University concluded that the 2011 video game was more effective at training participants' brains than Lumosity, a cognitive training program designed to improve memory, reasoning, and problem-solving skills. The study had 77 participants play either 8 hours of Portal 2 or 8 hours of Lumosity. Before and after the gaming session, each subject was given a series of tests to gauge performance in three areas: problem-solving, solving, spatial skills, and persistence. The people who played Portal 2 showed increased performance in all three areas. Those subjects also saw significant boosts on spatial tests, an improvement that wasn't seen in the group that played Lumosity. While the sample size was small and the study only pitted Portal 2 against one other program, the results are a great defense for anyone tired of being told that video games are rotting away their brains. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hello, my name is Don Azleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobile Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobile Super, for a long engine life.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, we have in the headlines from today's show department at DougStevens.com a story about a young fugitive, a man wanted for burglary in central Maine, who had been avoiding arrest, pretty good at being off the grid, if you will, until the dummy posted his hiding spot on Snapchat. the dumb idiot. Dora of the... My father used to call people who did stupid stuff dumb Doras. This is the dummy of the day. So now he's under arrest as he, again, you can't, there's no such thing as privacy anymore. Everybody's watching everything. And so anybody
yeah,
who
but nobody watches Snapchat. That's amazing yeah. still.
Apparently, so apparently somebody watches it.
Yeah.
His friends right. turned him in.
His friends turned him in. There you go. Let's hear it for friends. Also at DougStevens.com, story about Twitter rolling out a new option that can hide offensive tweets. This is a tweet that was posted actually the other day by ThinkUp CEO and blogger April. Is it April? April. Anal. Unanal. A.
Hello.
Okay. Anal Dash is this person's name. The feature known as quality filtering, intended to remove all tweets from your notifications timeline that contains threats or offensive language, abusive language, that kind of stuff. Duplicate content, or are sent from suspicious accounts. The feature appears as an option on the iOS app's notification screen where you can turn it off. So our poll today at DougStevens.com asks you how often you have to block somebody on social media. A, almost every day. B, once or twice a week. C, once or twice a month. D, rarely. E, I've never had to block anybody on social media. Take the poll, will you? Thank you. At DougStevens.com, 59 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.